Then they, that is what he says. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Oh Allah, you have brought me to Kaabatullah Sharif. You have brought me to Baitullah. But now what I want is Rabbul Bait. I want you, O Allah, in my heart. The heart must be mine. The gham and the muhabbat must be yours. So at the multazam, the person is saying, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Bahre ulfat, the ocean of marifat, the ocean of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Says, I want the shore of that ocean. Ya Allah, all I seek from you is the shore of the ocean of your love. There are many shores in this world. People go to the shores and they watch the ocean. They watch the waves of the ocean. But, says, that is not what I want. To just look at the waves of the ocean. What I want is that those waves of your muhabbat must flow in my heart. There must be no stop to those waves. My heart must become that ocean in which those waves keep on flowing. The waves of your muhabbat, the waves of your marifat, the waves of your yaqeen.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. The ocean with the waves just go on and on and on. So Ya Allah, make my heart like that ocean where the waves of your muhabbat keep on flowing, keep on flowing. There must be no stop to those waves. So mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Ya Allah, what I want is my heart and your love. Heart must be mine, but the love must be yours. The waves of muhabbat must be yours. Your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. On the shore of the ocean of your love. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. The door must be yours, the home must be yours, and the head must be mine. Kaaba Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us all. So he says, the head must be mine, the forehead must be mine, it must be in sajda, and the house must be yours. And if the person cannot make it to Kaabatullah Sharif and Haram Sharif, then even the masajid of the world are called the homes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala doesn't reside, Allah ta'ala hasn't got any physical body. But it is the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The greatest amount of tajalli is on the Kaabatullah Sharif. After that, after the Masjid of Haram, thereafter comes Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Masjid Aqsa, then the Jummah Masajid of the world, then the masajid in which 5 times salat is performed. Then those small places of ibadat that the person makes. So there is a different degree of connection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his degree of tajalli of Allah ta'ala being cast. So if a person cannot make it, there still these are homes where he can still say that dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ya Allah, I want the ocean of your love, of your marifat, of your yaqeen. I want the shore of that ocean. And it must be your home, it must be my head. that I must go in sajda and I must get that closeness of yours. I must enjoy that closeness of yours in sajda. When the person is in sajda, he is at the feet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, it doesn't mean feet like ours, it means the tajalli of Allah ta'ala. And salat is mi'rajul mu'mineen. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that was his mi'raj. And the mi'raj of the mu'mineen and believers is salat. So, sar tumhara dar tumhara chahiye. This is poetry of the Arif Billah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakato. It is not just ordinary poetry. It is not poetry of those who only know Layla Majnoon. The Arif Billahs, even when they use the incident of Layla and Majnoon, then they use it to show us our weakness and where are we giving our lives. And over whom are we sacrificing our souls? Layla and Majnoon, everybody knows that Majnoon was madly in love with Layla. That's why they call him Majnoon, gone mad. So they use that incident to teach us some lessons. That person was madly in love with a woman of this world. But he was very true and sincere in his love for that woman. He used to write, even in fresh air, the atmosphere, Layla, Layla, Layla. He used to write on the ground all the time, Layla, Layla. If he sees some dog coming past the gully of Layla, he used to kiss the dog. Amurru ala diyari diyari, Layla. O qabbilu zal jidara wa zal jidara. As I pass by the gully of Layla, أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارَ لَيْلَى فَأُقَبِّلُ Then I kiss this wall and that wall. Why? Because it's a gully of Layla. So Jalaluddin Rumi Ramatullahi and other Arif Billahs, they use that incident to teach us that if a person, for the sake of a woman of this world, who was not even a pretty woman, once the Khalifa said that it's called Majnoon, or call that Layla, let me see what she looks like. Why is Majnoon so madly in love with her? So when he called her, and when he saw her, he found she was not even so pretty. She was an ugly woman. So he asked her, he said, that what is it that Layla, that Majnoon is gone mad over you? Majnoon's name was Qais. So what is it that is gone mad over you? I don't even see any beauty in you. He said, yes, because you are looking with your eyes. Look at with my glasses. Her beauty you will see if you look with my eyes and my glasses. So a woman like that, the person was so madly in love. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the giver of the beauty of this world, any way that you see, any kind of beauty, it is given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how much love a person must have for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And how sincere he must be in his love. That all the time he must be taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He must be enjoying those waves of muhabbat of Allah ta'ala flowing in his heart. He will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he will do everything. But the thing is that his heart will be with Allah ta'ala. So what is darde muhabbat? Dard-e-muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like that thorn. A thorn, it pierces a person's body and then remains inside there. Now even if it's one thorn that's inside the leg, in the feet, now that person, he doesn't enjoy his meals, he doesn't enjoy his sleep, he doesn't enjoy his work. Anyway he goes, that thorn keeps him restless. So you say, muhabbat is a thing like that, that it keeps the person restless. So the person in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he eats, he drinks, he does everything. But his heart is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His heart is not given to the things of this world. He uses the things of this world, they are for usage. There are bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which we make use of for transport, for living, for eating, drinking. But you don't give your heart to it because they are perishable. They are not going to be with us all the time. We are going to leave it and go, or they are going to leave us. Sometimes they leave us during our lifetime. Anything with which yet we attach our hearts, sometimes they leave us during our lifetime. A person gave his heart to his child, most beloved, only child. That child suddenly passes away and is gone in the person's lifetime. And sometimes we will leave them and go away. Wealth, beauty, anything you look at, it is perishable. Nothing remains forever. The only one who will remain forever is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there is a haqiqat to it, there's a reality in it. This muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is a reality. When the person gets that muhabbat, then it becomes extremely easy to do everything. For muhabbat, a person goes out of his way. Midnight or any part of the day or night, if the person has got muhabbat, then he will go and do anything for that person. So to develop that muhabbat, there is an effort. So this is what he says in that, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. I must place my forehead before you, O my Allah. That is what I want. And beg of you that you become mine. Se koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. O Allah, people ask different things from you. Some people ask wealth, some property, some this, some that. So everything people ask, and you can ask. To beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ibadat. But he says, what I want is that you become mine. Because if Allah ta'ala becomes ours, then his whole kingdom is ours. Carry on.
मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. In this life, it's not possible that a person will not be affected with some kind of gham or some kind of worry or some kind of concern or some kind of difficulty. It's just not possible. Some kind of pain and hurt and injury and takleef must come on the person. There must be some gham, sickness, illness, poverty, somebody died in the family, some accident, all kinds of things happen in a person's life. Sometimes that person himself, nothing happens to him, but something happens to his children. Something happens to his business. Something happens to his neighborhood. In his society, there are things that are happening which are directly or indirectly affecting the person. Like if there's crime on the increase, so could be somebody else's car got hijacked, somebody else's home was burgled, somebody else's shop was ransacked. But when we keep listening to these murders and killings and crime that is taking place, then we can't say that our hearts don't become affected. Gham must come upon a person. Gham is something that will come upon the heart of everybody. But he says, Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. When that gham comes, then at that time, from whom must you seek help and assistance? Who is the one that will find a way out for you from that gham? That gham and that pareshani, that takleef, that musibat. In other words, that difficulty, that hardship, that problem, that pain, that suffering. Who is it that can get you out of that? We will have to make use of some means. Now who is the creator of those means? It is again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So whether we like it or not, we will have to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to find a way out for us and to remove those difficulties and problems of ours. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will find strange ways. The person will be baffled, his imagination will be baffled. He won't be able to fathom and understand that how I came out of this difficulty. He will say himself that it was practically impossible for me to get out of this problem. But I don't know how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just made a way out for me. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him. Turn towards him. Again, go down in sajda, go down in salat, raise your hands and beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. If Allah Ta'ala is giving you support and help and assistance, then what other assistance and help does a person require? But there must be genuine turning towards him. The person has to be genuine. He has to be sincere. Obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is a must. Together with that, if he makes dua, he reads some wazifa, Allah Ta'ala will definitely find a way out for you. But if the person thinks that I'm just going to read wazifa, that's all. These days, everybody just wants wazifa. Give me a tasbih, give me some wazifa, give me some thing to read to get out of my problems. So those wazifas have got some significance and they have a lot of power and they have been recommended by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram, Tabi'in, Awliya of the Ummat. But I keep saying that they go as a package. That those were Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een. That when they read those ayat of the Quran Sharif, then they had yaqeen in them.
And because they were practical, therefore it immediately benefited them. But our yaqeen is very, very weak. Therefore it doesn't seem to help. So with the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the person is going to make dua, the person is going to read tasbihat, is going to read wazaif, then it will definitely help. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? Why are people becoming so restless and so depressed? Why are people feeling that we just can't find a way out in our problems and difficulties? Who is the one that makes the decision that this person must go through this stress and trial? Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes that decision. So if we turn towards that Allah, He will find a way out for us. 101, plenty times I must have given that example of that examiner who has set a very difficult paper. Now that candidate is all baffled and is in a daze and is waiting for some inspiration because the paper is very difficult. And now the examiner is going past and says, what is the problem? So the questions are very difficult. He said, all right, put your hand into my hand. And then the examiner himself writes the answers to those questions. Then can it be difficult? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who sends the examination. He sets the examination. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, turn towards me. In other words, give your hand into my hand. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the person out from that difficulty. So unke hote kya sahara chahiye? Bring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into our lives and then see what kind of sukoon Allah ta'ala gives. The conditions will keep on changing. That you can't stop. You can't prevent. The person will never remain in one condition. Conditions will keep on changing. Today he's a rich person, tomorrow he can be a poor person. Today he's got a home, tomorrow he can be a refugee. Allah ta'ala protect us. How many people, they had beautiful homes and mansions, but today they are refugees. And how many of them were in government and they had palaces? Today they are in prisons. Conditions will keep on changing. Person was in good health, jogging, running, he can run the marathon. But next thing he is on the tubes, in the hospital bed. One accident and the person is gone, finished, paralyzed for life. So conditions will change, but if this person has got Allah with him, then under all conditions he will find sukoon in his life. Sukoon is a lost treasure of the Muslims today. It's a treasure, priceless treasure. You can't purchase it in the marketplace. So unke hote kya sahara chahiye? لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. One is a person is making dua in comfortable conditions. That is also dua, it's good, the person must make. When in good times he make plenty of dua, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it easy for him in difficult times. But what is, or what dua is that which comes out from the depths of a person's heart? That is when the person is in great difficulty. When the person is on throes of death, when the person has got no hope, when the person's hopes have been shattered, any kind of hope that he had on any person seems to have been shattered, nothing left. The person is drowning, he's in the midst of the ocean. The shark has opened his huge mouth. So at that time, when he's going to say, Allah, so that Allah will be from the depths of his heart. So he said, لَذَّتِ فَرْيَادُ تُوفَانُوا مَهَ. When the storms at that time when the person is making dua, he says there's real enjoyment in that dua. When there's a storm in a person's life, at that time when he makes dua, then he will turn with his heart and soul to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that you require shore to be happy? But this is for those people who are of that level, of that caliber, the great mashayikh, the awliya, the sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Those people, they could still enjoy that marifat of Allah and that qurb of Allah, and they were getting real taste and enjoyment in their du'as, in the difficulties, in the hardships. But we are extremely weak servants of Allah Ta'ala. We can't take difficulties. We cannot take any kind of pain and problem. Slight headache we can't take. Slight stomach ache, we get restless. Where can we take those big, big balas? They were thrown into boiling oil. They were tied on trees. And spears were targeted at them. Sahaba-e-kiram, they were whipped. They were tortured. They were persecuted. But from the depths of their heart used to come out Allah. These days for miserable coins the person sells his iman. For pretty faces the person sells his iman. And says that what is wrong if I have to marry someone that worships idols. So that is our condition. Therefore what we must ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is always for afiyat and salamati. We must say clearly, O Allah, we are extremely weak. We can't take any difficulty. Ya Allah, hum bahut hi kamzor hai. Kisi qisam ki pareshani aur gham aur takleef aur musibat hum bardasht nahi kar sakte. Bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, hume afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de. After that, still if something happens, then you make sabr. But don't ask for difficulties. Don't ask for any kind of takleef, any kind of problem. Because we cannot bear it. But the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, that was their mizaj, that was their nature. That no matter what amount of difficulties and problems and trials and tests can come, as long as Allah Ta'ala is not displeased, so they were enjoying a kind of sukoon in their hearts. Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं लाख टूटे सितम उसका शिकवा नहीं चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं says, oh Allah, चाहे लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं एनी अमाउंट ऑफ तकलीफ परेशानी कैन कम ही सेज वी आर अनकंसर्न्ड दैट वाज द सहाबा इकराम रजी अल्लाह अन्हु अजमाईन नॉट अस लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं Laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. No complaint, O my Allah, no matter what kind of test and trials come. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham, the whole world can turn away. They can criticize us, they can mock, they can tease, they can laugh, they can call us all kinds of names. They can call us mad, they can call us orthodox, they can call us living in camel age, they can call us anything they wish to call. Chahe badle zamana, our families turn against us, our parents turn against us, our society turns against us. The Sahaba-e-Kiram's mizaj was, iska koi gham nahi. Chahe badle zamana, nahi uska gham. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. But oh Allah, if you have to turn away your nigah of rahmat, your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then, O my Allah, there's going to be no tikana for us. what are we going to then do? Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi. To Allah, I acknowledge that I am an epitome of sins. If you have to take the whole world's sins and put it into one body, you'll find it in me. O Allah, I acknowledge that. Apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi. But O my Allah, don't turn away your nikah and nazar of rahmat. I'm admitting, I'm acknowledging, I'm not justifying my sins. Apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi. So Hazrat says, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. And all of us know that our real duas came out of our hearts when we were in real difficulty. When the person when is severe pain, at that time there was a total difference in the dua that he was making. The dua that comes out at the time that the person is in good health and happiness and prosperity is different from that dua that the person makes when he is in real tufan, when there are storms in his life. But I repeat that we must not ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for storms, because we will drown. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. All the time ask for afiyat. Protection from dangers. Protection from all kinds of harm.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, behr ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے توفا میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے توفا میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا پہ میر اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا پہ میر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے، اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پمیر، اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے۔
حاصل طوفان مجھے ساحل میں ہے، حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے، کون کہتا ہے؟ حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے، تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے۔ واٹ ڈز دا پرسن گیٹ آن دا شور؟ کنٹینٹمنٹ، سیٹسفیکشن، ہی از ناٹ ان اے اسٹارم، ہی از ریلیکسڈ۔ دس از ایون ان طوفان، وین دس گریٹ اماؤنٹ آف ٹرموئل ان مائی لائف، وین دس ٹیسٹ کمنگ، ٹرائلز کمنگ، آل کائنڈز آف پرابلمس کمنگ، بٹ آئی اسٹل ہیو دا حاصل آف دا ساحل۔ In the tufan also, I still experience that sukoon that the person experiences on the shore. But the only thing that I require is tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. As long as, oh my Allah, you are in front of my gaze. If I know that you are watching me in this condition, Allah Ta'ala is watching, that I put this banda to the test and he is patient over this test. So as long as you are before my sight and my gaze, then the hasil of the sahil I get in the tufan, hasil of the shore I get in the tufan. Apni aahon se dare jana pe meer, apni bigdi ko sawara chahiye. There is no other way out but to tear before Allah, to make your life, to bring life into dead hearts. Shed tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. اپنی بگڑی، وٹ ایور ڈیفیکلٹی، ہارڈ شپ، پرابلم، ٹیسٹ، ٹرائل، ٹریبولیشن، اینی تھنگ یو کین تھنک آف، دا وے ٹو اوور کم دیٹ، شیڈ ٹیئرز بفور اللہ تبارک و تعالی، سنسیئرلی کرائی بفور اللہ تعالی۔ اینڈ ایف ظلم اینڈ انجسٹس ہیز بین ڈن، دین میک شیور دیٹ دا پرسن سیکس فور گیونیس فرام دوز پیپل اگینسٹ ہوم انجسٹس ہیز بین ڈن آف اینی کائنڈ۔ Otherwise, those tears also are not going to be of any help. Because most of the time, those tests and trials are not tests and trials, but they are azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of our injustices, which we don't even remember many a times. But if the person is obedient to Allah ta'ala and then he sheds tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him in all his difficulties and problems. Let's make dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ey Allah, hum kamzor hai, zaeef hai, natawa hai, گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، خطاکار ہے، مجرم ہے، سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں۔ میرے اللہ، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر۔ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وٹ ایور وی مے بی، وی آر یور سروینٹس۔ ہے اللہ، فرگیو اور میجر سنز، مائنر سنز، سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی، سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دا لائٹ آف ڈے اور ڈارکنیس آف نائٹس، sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, come into our lives. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se hamari hifazat farma. Bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، کہ اجتماعات، گشت و تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مدارس، مساجد، خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، مشائخ کی محنت قبول فرما،
سارے عالم کے اندر دین کو زندہ فرما، ہماری زندگیوں کے اندر دین کو زندہ فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.